Proclamation number 8863, dated the October 3rd, 1964. How did evil arise? As soon as you humans see your God and Creator in me, as soon as you have established the right relationship with me, the relationship of a child with its father, you will also have the right contact with me. That is, you will be filled by profound humility and expect to hear my word, which I will not deny to any one of you who prays to me in the right way, which requires absolute humility without fail. For I bestow my grace upon the humble. But you humans have to be receptive to my words. You must recognize every thought arising in you after heartfelt prayer as a reply from me, for then it will be impossible for you to think differently than it is my will, because I have given you the promise that you will only have to pray correctly to me, i.e., in spirit and in truth, so that I will listen to and grant your prayer. Nevertheless, you need not expect unusual results, such as audibly hearing my voice, but every thought arising in you after a heartfelt prayer is my answer, and then you will truly only have benevolent thoughts which cannot have emerged from any other source but from me. You must always bear in mind that I know when you think of me, and that you then cannot be affected by adverse thoughts. You ought to know that this attitude of yours towards me is pleasing to me, and that I can then give to you what suits your maturity of soul, that I can express myself audibly, which, however, is only rarely possible. But if I am able to express myself audibly, then it will exclude all error, for then it will sound in you like a delicate little bell. You will be overjoyed if you can hear my voice like this. And then I will be able to convey revelations of profound wisdom to you, and you can unhesitatingly believe such revelations. Only one thing has to be remembered, that the human being's intellectual considerations of such problems can lead him onto the wrong path, which provides the adversary with an opportunity to intervene, in which case he will in fact also hear a voice, but it will not make him happy. Instead, it will trigger a mild sense of unease in him. And this voice will then solve the problem according to the human being's will. Therefore, questions of this kind make it particularly necessary to first send an appeal for protection from error up to me above, because this appeal will protect him from the adversary's activity. Then he will make himself receptive to the answer which can be imparted to him from me directly, because his appeal displaces the adversary. And especially the question as to whether evil also came forth from me is still occupying you humans today as much as at the time of these revelations. But I can only ever tell you that I cannot have an evil thought within me, that everything that emerged from me can only be good. How, then, did evil come into the world? The explanation rests in the being's thinking ability. For this was free, thus it was able to voluntarily change the good thought transmitted by me to the being. And free will signifies the ability to develop in either direction. Hence evil was born out of free will. It did not previously exist but is a product of free will. It is, since its thinking ability did not impose any barriers on the being, a product of creation by the one who declared his power in opposition to me and my will, who therefore, since he was creatively inclined, also created evil, that it was his responsibility for bringing it into the world and thereby became a deceitful being. You always want to accuse me, the most perfect being, of evil, which could never have found room in me. But you do not comprehend the fact that my adversary himself was the origin of evil, that he changed his faculty of thought into evil because he distanced himself from the circuit of my flow of love, and that this was therefore a departure from my eternal order. The fact that he, like I myself, was an independent being who was capable of changing and had changed the good thoughts I transmitted to him into the opposite of his own free will was the beginning of the sin against me. For I had given free will to all beings. I had endowed all beings with the faculty of thought. How else could it be that not all beings used their free will and their thinking ability in the same way? He himself brought evil forth from himself, which started because he felt the wrong kind of love, because he was envious of my strength, and from this emerged everything bad, but which originated within himself because he used his thinking ability wrongly, in which I was unable to change due to his freedom of will. Yet he did not receive any wrong thoughts from me. You must always consider that this being, Lucifer, the bearer of light, differed from the beings which are combined strength and will created, that I created an image of myself in him, a being whose nature was exactly like my own and to which I also gave the greatest power of creation, and which was also exceedingly good. But the profusion of our mutually produced beings made him arrogant, and this arrogance temporarily clouded his faculty of thought, which was already a slight hint of selfish love that deposed my nature. And therefore I say, whatever existed outside of me no longer existed in my order. And this being, Lucifer, disassociated himself from me, and everything in him changed into an arch-evil being. He produced all characteristics and brought them into the open himself. You can only ever state that he, being a power like myself, brought evil into the world, but not that evil is in me as well and that I have transferred it onto these beings. For the fact that non-fallen beings existed should convince you that the faculty of thought did not have to lead to the fall, but that my adversary had many means at his disposal in order to make his followers fall as well. Just the fact that Roman One, as the highest being, was not visible to them, but that he shone in an abundance of light and they acknowledged him as their God even though they were brightly enlightened. For the apostasy took place over an infinitely long period of time, thus he could not have been created by me as a deceitful spirit, and all these evil attributes were gradually able to evolve. Yet they never originated in me but in the one who is as powerful as me and merely had a beginning, which he knew full well. And thus evil, too, has had a beginning with the start of the spirit's apostasy from me. Until then, however, everything was perfect, and therefore he also emerged in all perfection from me, which, however, did not exclude that he used his gifts differently than I had intended them to be used. And this was subsequently achieved by his thinking ability, which, however, was not determined by me. In fact, only good thoughts flowed to him from me. And time and again I draw your attention to the myriad of non-fallen beings which likewise had the faculty of thought, but which discovered Lucifer's abuse of strength, who brought evil into the world and then accused me myself that I have evil within me. And thus he will also always lead those people astray who are receptive to this. Amen.